My name is Bruce King. I am 45 years old. I'm a Mexican American. And I myself am half Mexican on my mother's side. My father comes from, I believe, the French Canadian history here in Lewiston. But he grew up in the Bath, Brunswick area, and I currently live in Brunswick myself, but I work in Lewiston. And I started working in Lewiston, I think about 9 years ago at this point. I came to Lewiston because I myself had been incarcerated due to some substance use issues that eventually led to me trafficking and spending 3.5 years in federal prison. When I got out, I really wanted to help impact that population. So I did some advocacy around trying to change prison policy, and that found its way to a job as a substance counselor here in Lewiston, working at a MAT facility over in the mill. And after that, I went and became a kind of a navigator, supervisor, alumni assistant over at Tree Street Youth for several years, and then became a career counselor specifically through Career Concepts, working with individuals with barriers to employment. So a lot of the asylum seekers, a lot of refugees, a lot of returning citizens, a lot of young people, working to get them involved in the job market here in Lewiston. And from there, I stepped into a role as the director or co-director of Maine Inside Out, which is an organization that started by doing theater with young people in Long Creek Correctional Facility and working on abolition issues, with some reach into legislative advocacy in my other hat, which is a commissioner on the Permanent Commission on the Status of Racial, Indigenous, and Tribal Populations for the state of Maine. But Maine Inside Out's modality is that we use theater of the oppressed to create community and encourage dialogue using transformative practices as well. And we're statewide, but we came to Lewiston when I came on as director because I had been working in Lewiston for so long. I think that's part of the reason that I came in as a co-director. Really tried to build community, and now we have a site here in Lewiston. We've had a presence in Lewiston for many, many years because our young people, unfortunately, disproportionately come from Lewiston compared to other areas of the state and have disproportionate contact with law enforcement. So, recognizing that many of our young people are from this area and we're returning home to this area, we decided that this is where we wanted to bloom. And so we continue to be statewide, but our primary office and community space is down here in Lewiston next to Forge. In terms of seeing Lewiston change over time, it's become a totally different place than it was when I was growing up in Bath, Maine. We were afraid of Lewiston. It was a rough place. It was a place that you stayed away from. And it also was an overwhelmingly white place. So as a Mexican American, I didn't feel particularly comfortable coming here. I think what really spoke to me was I wanted to see change, and so I went to where I knew people were struggling, and I knew that a lot of people were struggling here in this community that hopefully I would be able to support in some way, shape, or form. And also, I identified with those who felt othered, and so working with the community here was a huge opportunity to work with, people who weren't just white, but were of many different backgrounds and also from different countries and spoke different languages. I think it's incredibly positive, and I think my vision for Lewiston is that it continues to grow in its cohesion, that it develops, that it moves through its post-industrial kind of wreckage that occurred when with mass deindustrialization, and finds its way into the amazing space that it's becoming, which I think it's already there. So yeah, thank you so much, and really excited to be a part of this community.